Shekech. Temis is a Gelegenheit. It's always a Gelegenheit. It's always a pleasure to be Isaac in Arumred and Lerner, to talk and learning. It's always a schus with Pnei Torah. When you have Balabatim, I understand that the Kohel attracts Balabatim to come to learn at night. That's a special Gelegenheit. I always say one of the most starke maises I heard with Rav Eliashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He had a maisa like this. He had a younger man that came to him. The younger man came to him, and he told him that he was away with his wife on a vacation. And he was an oval. So he ended up someplace in Haifa, far away. He couldn't find a minion. The closest minion, he had to take a cab. And Mamish, he had to spend the Tzayis Merubas. He had big expenses to say Kaddish for his mother. He had a Sofik. When he came back, he had a Sofik. Was he Mechuyiv Al Pidin to do that? Was he Mechuyiv Al Pidin to go down for the Omer? Is it Hesam Misasei? What's the gather of it? So you have Rav Eliashiv, based on his financial situation, was he Mechuyiv to do such a thing? So Eliashiv told him, first of all, that he was not Mechuyiv. He was not Mechuyiv. The Gansu Shtikul Torah, why? Davening for the Omer, it's no real different any other time, because that's the din, the extra din of davening for the Omer, that's the din of Kibbutz. And the din of Kibbutz, Mishol Av, Eloi Mishol Ben. But Moshe Gradi uses this Laloch as a fascinating Chubis of Moshe. But Moshe uses this Laloch, he talks about the Shaila, if a man is invited to a Chasana, he wants to take his wife along. His wife is in Avelis. Yeah. Does the wife come along? Should the husband? Does the husband have a right to ask his wife to come along? Pashtus, you would say not. Pashtus. The husband can't be Moneya's wife from keeping every diktuk shel halacha of Yeridaya. So Moshe has a very interesting thought. Very, very interesting thought. Says the Ramban explains that really Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh for a father mother is Midin Kibbut. Stam Avelus is Shloshim Yom. The extra months, the 11 months that the Sefes of the regular Avelus, that's Midin Kibbut Avelus. Zokter Moshe, as the halacha is that Isha Nesua is Ptura. So in other words, B'chaim Chiyusa, she would have a Shaila to go to a wedding al Kibbut Avelus to go with her husband to a Chasana. She would have to go to her husband. So Moshe Asvora, so Moshe Tekechidish, that even in the Avelus, Rav Yashiv said a similar idea with Abi Kaddish, where the person has to spend extra money, more than they'd have to spend time to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But then, Rav Yashiv turned to me and said, so listen, Zayin, you should know that I am jealous of that Kaddish that you said. Ben the Kaddish. I felt funny, Rav Yashiv. Ben the Kaddish. I'm jealous of that Kaddish. And he said, Nishnodem. And this is the punchline. He says, Nishnodem. Ich bin mekane, a jede kaddish, was du sagst. Every kaddish that you say. So Rav Eliashiv was masbitim. And what Rav Eliashiv was masbitim, you should know, is he said like that in the Ben Ish Chai. And is he said like that also in the Yosef Engel, in Gilyoni Hashas, in Bava Basta. Mayain, what Rav Eliashiv said. But he said, a gewalt, a gewalt. He said, when a person comes up, Lachamei Aves, he comes to get Tzcha. Yeah. You go through life, sometimes the gate clings, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. I didn't know how hard it's going to be to daven with a minion now when I was here. I was staying rather in a town over, I'm not in this town. Turned out there's a minion right exactly when I needed it, literally a minute and a half from the hotel, or less than a minute and a half from the hotel. Told my wife, because the hotel was in the middle of nowhere. I didn't think it was my mission. Rav Eliashiv says, "Kumtan lacha me'avaschem." How does Hashem pay you? Reward for mitzvahs. He says, the Rabbanu Shalom takes every mitzvah that you did in Taryag, and he measures it by the hardest time you ever had to do it. And that becomes the stock value of your mitzvahs. That means a person went to daven tefillah b'tzibur, a lot of times he has a minion exactly when he needs it, exactly where he wants it. Now they have on the phone, they have an app. They have find a minion. It's not just find a minion. They made a new app because the old app is not good. They made a new app. It's called create a minion. So you push it, and it connects you to whoever's in that area who wants to make a minion right now, this minute, where you are. We're there. Yeah? The Eibishter says, how much were you ready to do for a mitzvah? And that becomes the stock value of the mitzvah. So if one time in my life there was no minion, I had to walk 10 miles, Zokter V'liyashiv, I had the mold that you daven tefillah, but see what the Eibishter gives you 10 miles. Because you showed that that's what you're ready to pay. That's what you're ready to invest for a mitzvah. That becomes the stock value. Zokter V'liyashiv to this younger man, when you went and took money that you didn't have and you stretched yourself to do this, your kaddish became more valuable. And now that your kaddish became more valuable, Zokter, every kaddish that you say becomes more valuable. So there's no yen a kaddish you set up somewhere in Haifa. Every kaddish that you say for the rest of your life. So I could tell you, the Ben Ish Chai says, Mayim Zeh. The Ben Ish Chai says, person doesn't always have the gelegenheit, doesn't have the opportunity to learn Torah. Doesn't have to do it. But he says, I would have. If I would have been able to, I would have. The Ben Ish Chai says, the Gemara says, Kol Oisik Batera Balailo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Bayom. This passed for a night koil. For Balabatim that came at night. It's a Beferosh Gemara. Kol Oisik Batera Balailo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Bayom. So listen what the Ben Ish Chai says. Ben Ish Chai says that a person can't always learn. Tach Parnasa, Tach Andi, as Shibudim, he can't always be learning. But he comes up to the Kisei Yaakov and he says, Rabbanu Shem, I wanted to always learn. How much schar does he get? He says, the Eibishter opens up your night book when you're not working. And he sees. And if at night you were learning, at night you were sitting in a koil schwitzing and learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Afilu Bayeh. The Eibishter then is Moshech. And even when you, because you showed, Mamish, the same Yisodas of Eliashiv, in Shemayim, you could get more reward than what you did, as long as you showed that that's what you're ready to do. So that's the if I want you know, Rabbi Yosef Engel says the same word as of Eliashiv and the Ben Ish Chai, and he ties it into Alam B'Shasugi and Baba Basra and Daf Ches. The Gemara talks about Zen Nenev is Eloi Chosam, and then the Gemara talks about Hamakif Es Chaver, if you have somebody surrounding your domain from three sides, and he builds a fence. So basically, the fence was to benefit himself, but he's benefiting you too, right? He can't charge you for that fence that he built for himself. But Omar the Godos of Avis, but if you built the fourth wall, that means the wall that was left open you built. So then Megal Gilim Olav Asakel, because Golo Daita, he showed that he wants a fence by you taking the fourth side that was open. Zokter B'Yosef Engel from Dor Zetman in Ruchni's case is the Zelmavan. God has Revius, if you fill in the time that you could fill in, the Banisham already is Megagal. In a positive, he's Megagal. So the MS is, it's a long introduction, but it's just supposed to be here. It's a group of people that are coming at night to learn Torah. Megagal Amal Vasakal. Megagal Amal Vasakal. So it's a special. We'll talk a little bit in Yonah the Yemen. We were going to talk about the Indian of Purim, a little bit the Indian of Hallel, a little bit the Indian of that fact that Purim is a Yom Tov from Tmidus. Purim is a Yom Tov that stays forever. We try to give a little bit of a Sayin, a Modar Halacha, Sayin, a little bit of a Modar Machshava of what's the Yisoid, why is it like that? What is the Yisoid of that? So I'll tell you like this, it could also tie into the Parshas that we're learning now, where we see that the Mishkan had a certain mitla that even the Beis HaMikdash didn't have. Atzei Shitim Oimdim. So Chazal teach us, Oimdim La'adul Omeilon. Shem HaToy Ma'ov HaTzikuyim. Person may think that the Atzei Shitim are gone. So the Torah, Atzei Shitim Oimdim. Oimdim La'adul Omeilon. That means there's a Bechina of the Mishkan that's more permanent than the Beis HaMikdash. We don't find that by Beis HaMikdash. Emes it is that the Rambam state, and that's the way we pass him, that Kedushas HaMikdash Yishalayim is mipnei HaShchina, v'shchina ene b'teilu l'ayla. That's what the Rambam brings down in Uchus Beis HaBchira, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is there l'ayla v'ad. In fact, Rav Eliashiv was ma'ir or ma'ir dik in the Kudah. The Rambam says in the Ma'ir Nevuchim that the Indian of Shmira, you know, Maseches Tumah starts with Shmira HaMikdash. So the Rambam, so many of the Rishonim say Shmira HaMikdash, Al Kovod HaMikdash. That's how the Rosh and the Raiva, the Mefarish, most of the Rishonim learn. It's Kovod HaMikdash. Not that they were afraid anybody's going to steal. Al Tzpalat Yishol Melech, you should have Shomer, you should watch. But the Rambam and the Rambam in Mishnah Torah gives the same reason. Palat Yishol Melech. But the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that you need a Shmir by the Beis HaMikdash because Pasha to make sure that Tmeim don't go on to the Beis HaMikdash. Practice correct. That Tmeim don't go on to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Eliashiv was Mor that according to the Rambam Shita that Kedushas HaMikdash remains till today, there'll be a Din Shmir b'zman hazeh. There'll be a Din Shmir b'zman hazeh. Rav Eliashiv said, Mizol Zogun, we should tell the soldiers that are there anyway, that they have to watch for they're watching for terrorism and for violence. We should tell them that uns moitzi zu sein in Shmir HaMikdash. You imagine? That's what he was moir. But Al Kaponim, we don't find a musig that the Beis HaMikdash is called Oymid Lad Olam, that the structure, Fakir, it's called Chum. But the Mishkan is Oymid Lahad Olam. The Sipun already by us is Oymid on. What is that? He gives up Sishtah from Mahalach. Why should the Mishkan be better than this? Sipun wants to say that the people that built the Mishkan were Bali Madrege. Salo, Leo, Moshe was involved. And the Bayeshul Shloim is up there. He had Goyish architectures involved. You had Chareshim, as we know, Shlomo HaMelech called in other people, Meltzur and others. Memele, it wasn't built with the same Taras HaKodesh. But the bigger question is why would the Rebbeinu Shel Olam make such a mess? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a Mishunah Diganes, that the Atzei Shittim of the Mishkan, and they weren't pressure treated like we have today. Right? Today they have pressure treated. It's called 25-year long stays. Okay, it doesn't last for 25 years, but it's called 25. It's like a roof. They have shingles also. And the first time I did a roof on my house, I learned it like Shulchan Aruch. So tell me, I'm getting 25-year shingles. It means it's guaranteed for 25 years. And the shingles went. 10 years later, the shingles had to be reshingled. So I went back to the company and sold me the shingles. I said, this shingles are no good. They said, how long? They said, 10 years. I said, 10 years? I'm about to get even a roof. I said, I put 25-year shingles. 25-year shingles. Why? 25-year shingles. So Lamai said the Atzei Shittim wasn't even pressure treated lump. It was regular Atzei Shittim. The Eibishter made a nest that it's oymed until today. Favos. Why would the Baruch make such a miracle? It's not even, there's no plan to reuse it. The Mishkan was used only then, b'shaitai. It's not like there's even a tachlis. There's not even a tachlis for this miracle. Why would the Baruch make a nest that the Mishkan should be oymed lad olam?
Didn't Moshe lift them up?
That's something else, stand it up.
Yeah.
Yes, was it?
That's why the lad olam, if you, it says if you're about the Mishkan, maybe it should also be lad olam.
No. We're not talking about it standing. We're talking about the wood itself. Even if they got buried underground, it didn't decay. It says Oymed Lad Olmei Lamim. Doesn't mean it was standing vertically. The wood itself was preserved. So Anes, the Eibishter made an es. Shema Toma Avet Sikuya. No, it's Oymed Lad Olmei Lamim. Purim. The Rambam brings down Hilchos Megillah, a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that Purim, Megillas Esther, is never going to be bought. And that's a Chiddush in Rambam, because the Rambam sheet is Kol HaNeviim Asidim LiBot. All the Sifrei Neviim are going to be bought. Except of the Rambam from Megillas Esther. It's Emes Kamita Shel Torah, and that's going to be Oymed Lado. So the Raivad right away is Masagon. The Rambam really is quoting a Yerushalmi. The Rambam is not saying his own chiddush, even though it sounds like a chiddush nifla. Sifrei Nevi'im are going to be bug. So the Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid argues with the Rambam, and he learns that when the Yerushalmi says that all the Nevi'im are going to be bottle, he says they're going to be bottle from Likhoisom B'tzibo. That's what he says, Dr. Ravid. Chas v'sholem, the Novi should be bottle. Dr. Ravid, it just means, but Megillas Esther is always going to be read. So whether you learn like the Rambam, or you learn like the Ravid, I hold the Rambam also, there's a way to learn the Rambam's Nishtazay Muzadik. The way the Rambam is learning the Yerushalmi, because really the Gemara says in the Dorim, "El Mole Chotu Yisrael, Lo Nitnu Lahem Elo Chamishachum Sheter V'Seifei Yerusha." So the Gemara seems to be saying that the Nevi'im and the Chabadiyevet, "El Mole Chotu," if the Yidden wouldn't have done Averis, we wouldn't have had the Nevi'im. This is a Mamsha Pella. Taka Pella Dika Gemara. It sounds like it's a Choyt and Nisker because we did Averis. We were going to get the Chavta Alatzvah. So the Osrover, the Be'er Moshe says a beautiful pshat. The Osrover says that the Gemara says in Taimis Taftes, Lekomini, that's written, the Ksivi Benevui, will be Ksuvi, the Loy Remizi Barais. There isn't anything found in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim that's not already Merumas in the Torah. Zok the Osrover, El Mole Chotu Yisrael, we would have seen everything in the Torah itself. It's not pshat, we wouldn't have Nevi'im. But the words of the Nevi'im, but Chotu Yisrael, so we don't have the Hasoge. So then it makes a lot of sense what the Rambam is saying. Mashiach is going to come, Umolor, Etzdeos, Hashem, Kamayim, Oyam, Achazim, et min Zoycha Zayin, that everything will be in there. But however you learn, the Rambam, the Raivet, the Ozreve, Eich Shehir, Megillas Esther, Tzladu Lo Melom, that stays forever. Megillas Esther, why Megillas Esther? Megillah, Shema Toimer, you'll tell me it's more Kodesh? I don't know. The Gemara has a Shailah. Megillah's Esther has even Kedusha Svarim. The Gemara in Megillah has a whole discussion. If it even has Kedusha Svarim. So it's clearly not because Megillah's Esther has more Kedusha. So why would it be that Megillah's Esther is kind to Adel Omeyullah? The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalit, Memchas Tevim Nistabul Yisrael, the Gemara says, Chutz mi Mikra Megill. Except for Mikra Megill. The Gemara says, my Dorish, the Gemara goes through the Kabbal Chayim. May Avdus L'Cheres, if we said Halal on Pesach, Kol Shekin on Purim, you have to say Avdus. If Avdus L'Cheres, Misa L'Chayim, we're Kol Shekin. That's it. Shrek the Gemara, so why Taki isn't the Halal? Different the Gemara. The Gemara gives different answers. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara then says, Kriyasa Zui Alayla. The reading of the Megillah, that's how. By reading, we are, it's how. Because you read the Megillah, you have the story, you have it. It's maybe La'alu Voidah. That's it. So really, the Gemara is a Chmarafi Sikha. Marafi Sikha. If there's a Chiv, Kriyas Halal on Purim. So what, we're looking for a shortcut? Pesach, we don't say Halal. Why don't we say Pesach? Haggadah Zui Alayla. Pesach, we spend the whole night to make Yitzchus Mitzrayim. First off, what do you need Halal for? Haggadah Zui Alayla. Right? If I would tell you that, you think I fell off the roof. What do you mean? Zachi of Halal. Right? Is Geher Kavon on any Yom Tov that we say that if you make a Kriya Mehinyan Hayoyim, now you're potter from Halal? What kind of business? Not only that, Halal is, according to many, is a Chiv Daraisa. It's Halach Omei Shem Sinai. Chiv Halal is a Daraisa. I want you to know there's a whole debate in the Rishonim, Sofik Megillah, if it's Lahach Malach. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Hei seems to learn it's Lachumra. Because the Gemara says, Kol about Bitzar Ubechamitzar in Tzeria. Right? He read both days because he was Mesupik. Chizkiah was Mesupik. So he read both days. So emes it is that the Ran says it was a milsa de chassidus. It's milsa de chassidus. The Ran says he wasn't chayiv to read the Megillah both days. Could have read the Megillah one day. The Rambam says it was a milsa de chassidus. That's what the Ran says. But there are many who are not like the Ran. The Shagasar, Yitureyem was not like the Ran. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like the Ran. Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Sofik Megillah. Sofik Megillah. And that's why some hold that if a guy is a suffix, if he heard every word, if you know you missed a word, you have to hear again. What happens if you have a suffix if you heard a word? Some hold you have to read it again. By me and Shul, it's a whole kunz. I have to know what to tell people. Because some people I know, they come to me every year that they have a suffix. So I always tell them, by you, your suffix has nothing to do with the Megillah. Your suffix is a din in the Gavre. You're a suffix. Bad thing you'd ask me to shiva before Kriyas Megillah, but you can't. You have to wait for that. The suffix is already there from before. Right? So people like that, you have to know how to paskin for them. It's a separate thing. But there is a vikuach in the poskim. If what's the halach of suffix Megillah? So the binyan Shlomer, Shlomer Katz Mivilnan, his shuvas, he says he comes out not like the Shakasai. Shakasai wants to say maybe Megillah is lahachmir because divrei Kabbalah ke divrei Torah. That's the Shakasai's idea, the Turiyah. But really, it's a big problem. If you learn like the Shagas Aryeh, then if you have a city that's a Sufik Mukuf Chaimah, then it should also have to give Mishloach Maros Matanos Liyan in both days. That's the Chaykhet Divrei Kabbalah. If the reason why we go to the Chumrah by Kriyas Megillah is because it's Divrei Kabbalah, then that should hold true Mishloach Maros Matanos Liyan. It's also Divrei Kabbalah. Yet the Prichodesh and many others say it's only Kriyas Megillah. So the Binyan Shlomer says that since Kriyas is the Alayla and Halal is a Derais of the Gechiv, so Megillah is a Derais of the Gechiv. Not as Megillah. As Halal. So he's coming to Epech. In other words, Be'emes is a Chiv Halal Derais. Halachu Moshe Mesirah. We have a Kavuchoymeh, the Yechayv and Halal and Pur. Kavuchoymeh doch Adrosh Gemur. So there's a Chiv Halal. Elamai, we Yotze would reading it. So it's true, the way the Binyan Shlomi wants to learn, Pirsuminisa of the Megillah, that's only the Rabbana. The Chiyav to read the Megillah as Pirsuminisa, it's the Rabbana. But as Kriyos is the Alayla, it's the Reza. With his idea, with his Chap, it would explain the Bahag Shita and the Avdalid, why a woman can't be Moitzi a man. Because a woman is part of an Allah. So a woman's Megillah is only the Rabbana. Who mamish be a knacket the gazil, many different pshatim. But according to the Binyan Shlomer, it's mamish a knacket the pshat. I also use the Binyan Shlomer's pshat to explain the Marikish. Because the Marikish, the Ola Yankif, he goes like the Bahad, that a woman can't be mercy a man, but only by day. At night, he says a woman could be mercy a man. Is according to this, is very good. Because Chi of Halal is only Bayoim. So Kriyas Azuya Layla is only on the Kriya the Yoy. The Kriya the Layla is only Pesimanisa. Is Mimela on that Kriya, and he should be able to be Moitzi Nish. Point to this question.
Kriya Kriski should have only done it by day, not by night.
Oh, so some hold Taka, it's not what Kriski, it depends on how you learn it for Muslims. Some hold Taka that if you have two Chiyuvim, they ask this for Kasha. That if the Chiyuv is out there, I see, even, by the way, even according to Shakasai, that's a problem. Because the Divrei Kabbalah is only the Kriya of day. Not the Kriya of night, it's not the Divrei Kabbalah. So they, in fact, the Binyan Shlomer learns that even be make Kedem it wasn't. You won't find one Mishnah in Megillah. The Hanis is for Kasha. There's not one Mishnah in Megillah that talks about Kriya's Megillah Delilah. It's a memory for Rabbi Shuban Levi. You won't find one Mishnah in Megillah. Not only that, the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof that says, Kol HaKosha Bayoyim, Mitzvah Se Kol HaYoyim, for Kol HaKosha Balayla, Mitzvah, and it doesn't bring Megillah. The Rani is for Kash. Tanim be Begilakoi. So the Binyan Shlomo who says speak Chiddushim, he says it could be that Pizmana Mishnah, they didn't yet have the Takonah from Rabbi Shimon Levi. They only read the Megillah Bayoy. And Mevela is as Evel Azog. And Mevela by day they didn't say it at all. But Al Kuponim,
what is Rabbi Mavu like that? Because he says he taught it to them 40 times, Masha, that he didn't know it before.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just saying like, that's how the Binyan Shlomo
says. Noshim said Noshim sang Shira.
Mitzrayim. Yeah, but not Batar Eschiv. Halal, Toysa says in Mesechah Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that Noshim apote from all Halal of Mayadim. The only Halal that Ish is Chayim in is Halal of Leil Pesach, according to Moses. And there is a whole explanation. There's a Briska Rav. Because the Halal of Leil Pesach is a Halal Tak of Shira. It's not a hal. All yomim toivim, toisus says in tainus chavches, the hal is alts the yomtiv. Even if the yomtiv is alts nets, in other words, halal on Chanukah, I'll give you a moshe. A ish is chayven ad lokas ner Chanukah. Yeah? But if you look in Rambam, in Ilchus Chanukah, he brings down a woman's potter from halal. So the Macheshes asks, Afein hoye boy say anes. Why is a woman potter from halal on Chanukah? It's a frekta. So, but really, this Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches is being mechadish that a woman is potter from halal. Period. By regular yomtiv, when you say halal, even if the yomtiv is because of an nes, but the vote is on nes, because of the nes, Chazal will kovei a yomtiv, and now it's yomtiv zokman halal.
But the Gemara brings a kal chayim misa l'chayim.
That's why there's a chiyuv. It's a yomtiv that qualifies. Sadin in the yomtiv. The Gemara Taina says it prefers. The Gemara Taina says the reason why there's halal and Chanukah every day is because the nes was misgadol every day. Comes Tosfos right there on the spot. Tosfos says since the nes was misgadol every day, asu yomtiv pifteyatz beikol yomtiv. So in other words, the nes machtadin yomtiv was a roi from halal. So the Briskov says a moir de gechidish. He says that's all true when you have a yomtiv. That's not chayv adam lirishes atzmoi kilu hu yotzo. Zok the brisker of, but the night of Pesach, chayv adam lirishes atzmoi kilu hu yotzo. He says there, the halal is not al tziyontiv, the halal is al shiro al anes. Just like when they said then in Mitzrayim, like you said, vateitz a million. Just like they said shira then, there's a chayv shira. By the way, it answers another kasha, brisker of. Because halal is only bayon. Even Yomim Tovim from there, Chanukah, you say Halal Balayla, in Mizrach. But Halal El Pesach, we say at night. The Teretz is, Halal Al Anes, which is B'Toyer HaShira, you can even say at night. Halal, which is being said out to Yohim, that's only Dimi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoy. But anyway, this is really off the topic that I'm trying to get to. The topic that I'm trying to get to is like this. The bottom line is, the Gemara is saying, Kriyos is really. That's the bottom line. The Gemara is saying, Kriyasa Zuya Leila. Yeah. Shailas, why? What are you cheap on halal? Open up a siddur and say halal. You got a shortcut. You say the Megillah's Mokum. I want you to know the Me'iri brings down there in Megillah Yudalit. The Me'iri says that if somebody doesn't have a Megillah, that feels like an halal. And the Shari Tshuva by us and Hulchas Purim in Simitof Reish Tani Gimel, he brings down the Me'iri. He brings down the Me'iri. The Minchas Yitzchok, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, he's choylik. And he says that if the Me'iri would be right lahalocha, then why do we say by Purim Meshulish, why is there din halal on Shabbos? When Purim comes out on Shabbos, right? And there's no Kriyas Megillah by B'yoyim, there should be a chiv halal. So from there, the Minchas Yitzchok brings a raya that Kriyas Azuya Leila. It's just a siba why they weren't Mesak and Halal. There's no Chiv Halal. But it's not that. But the question is, why don't we say Halal? It comes out Mamish Moshi Gapoya. Halal could be Israelites. So now we're using a mitzvah the Rabbanan that we have, and with it we're making a shortcut to be Yitzchak Chiv Halal. Zog Halal. What are you cheap on Halal for? Zog Halal. You don't have another 5 minutes. Zog Halal. What's the problem? That's boilet when you learn the Gemara. That's boilet. That obviously there's something tiefer in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just mean, well, we have an eitzah, we have a shortcut. You're saying the Megillah against the, you can count it in. It's a double. You could count it in. Obviously, the Gemara means something deeper. Shalos, let's click the Negamah. It's a fascinating Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara over there says, Om Rab Yosi. Yehei chelki migoimei halal b'kolye. Rabbi Yosi davened that Yehei chelki migoimei halal b'kolye. He davened that he should be from the goimei halal b'kolye. That's what he davened for. So, the Gemara has all shock of Atari. Halal b'kolye. Mechara for Megadav. You know, I'll say halal every day. So the Gemara says, doesn't mean halal, he means psukadism. That's the Gemara. If Yosi is davening, you should be from the chal. Say psukadism. I'm davening, I should say psukadism. So psukadism. I remember when my chaverim used to go into Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Anybody who was zoicha to see Avos HaTorah, from Rav Shach, it's not shaykh that it didn't change you. I went to Rav Shach Shir originally. I was planning to go for one day. That's it. I was learning in Yerushalayim. Rav Shach gave Shir Kloli on Tuesdays. Second Seder. Then the second Seder. I took a bus from Yerushalayim. I was planning to do it one time. That's it. That was my plan. One time I'll go. Say Shalom, talk to him. That's it. I went to the Shir. I'd always tell this over to the Talmud. So Rav Shach then was a Zokon Mufluk. He was nifta well over 100 machlekes, how old he was. But Kuli Amalei Pligi Zokon Mufluk Haya. He was 106, so he's 105, or one of them. Rav Shach was about this tall, very short, and he was already, he was hunched also. He was carrying his Gemara, which was bigger than his whole goof kemat. And he walked in, into the room. He came out didn't have koyach to get to the, and I was already thinking I'm a litzak, you know. I didn't come to kicken. I came and wanted to hear shir, so I was already thinking, oh, so what am I going to hear? It's not shayach. He has no koyach even to walk. He has no koyach to get to the middle of the room. This is a nice shayach. It took him what felt like 5 minutes to go from there to here. He opened up, they were learning Shtaros in Bava Metzia. The first Mishnah, Shtaros. Opening up the Mishnah, he starts reading low, and every line that he reads starts getting louder. By the end of the Mishnah already, after he read Rashi, he was full kaychas. Then the Olam starts asking him kashas. I was ready to kill them. I came to hear him. When they shy, and if you ever went to that shir, if anybody was ever in front of us, the Olam screams at him. And he's screaming back. But Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling you, it's not a guzma to say, every 7-8 minutes of the shir, he looked 10 years younger. He was getting younger. It was mikan l'tchiz ha-meisim in atar. By the middle, when they were asking him, he was trying to explain, a shtar is, it's not a raya. The star alain, and that's what he was talking. And the guy in the side is telling him, "No, Seiter." Seiter. And then another guy is trying to be matzik to this guy. So he turns to me, and goes, "Tzvei Seiter." It was such. I made it my kviyas that I used to go kimat every Tuesday for that year. Because it was such a, and then I had another gevaldige schuz on the way back. I would stop by Reb Chaim. Those days, Reb Chaim sat himself. I'm going back many years ago. There was no lines. There was no. I used to be able to talk to Reb Chaim. So it was a machai. I went to that shi and spoke to Reb Chaim and took a bus back to Yerushalayim. It was a, but to see Reb Shach, to see the, it was nervous. So I remember I used to go with my chaverim. Says I would take some of my friends with me, and to get a brocha. They used to. So some used to, give me a brocha for learning. Used to look. Learn! Stop asking for brochas! Learn if the Zainer goy! Learn! So Rev Yossi is davening that he should daven. Yay! Rev Yossi zoktach, Yehei chelki mi goyim rei halo bekol yoyim. Halavai I should daven. Psuke de zimra. Some shot. So, I'll tell you what I think, and this already could be mazbeh. Much of the inyanim that are going on over here. I asked the Kashik about it just a couple of days ago. I was giving a shir on the inyan of Avelos on Purim. And I told Oyelam, we find a fascinating thing. That on the one hand, the Simcha of Purim, the highest level Simcha, there's a scary Yavetz. Which is scary Yavetz. The Yavetz says that the halacha is a person has to always have a Zeich L'chum. He could never, even a Suda has to have a Zeich L'chum. Even a Suda. Stay in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to leave something on the plate. You have to leave an empty place on the plate. When my sir, Yaivet says there's one meal a year that you don't eat any Zeich L'chum. Sudas Purim. That's how he learns Chayiv in the Shulchan Sumei B'Puy Adel L'Yadah. There's no Gvul. He says Sudas Purim doesn't need a Zeich L'chum. Unbelievable. Sudas Purim doesn't need. The biggest simch of the whole year. Then we see Me'idach Kisah. Avelos is not even Purim. The happiest day of the year, we're all parts of Kol HaGvulim. Not only that, Kama v'kama halachas in Shulchan Aruch were twisted in order to accommodate Simchas Purim. The Ramah brings down somebody's mazik somebody on Purim. Mitoich Simchas Purim. Hamazik is chaveri mitoich Simchas Purim. You know, you guys don't have a yeshiva, but I have a yeshiva. I can tell you every year. 1 year I walked into the yeshiva with. I decided after Purim I'm going to give shiur on mazik chaveri mitoich Simchas Purim. So I came in with the dining room chair. The dining room chair, it started out like this. It looked like a chair. But I put it into yeshiva, it was atzi shitim oimdim. It was one piece, the stamp like this. So I gave a shiur with the chair to show the oilam. You see, this is dos haste mazik mitoich Simchas Purim. The Ramah brings down pot, comes from a trumas hadeshim. Really, it's Mavusas on a Toysus. And Sukkah also says Asa Shashita. From that becomes a springboard. Mari Mintz. The Darkei Moshe brings on a Mari Mintz that a man could wear woman's clothing, a woman could wear man's clothing. The Bach Shait Chai V'Kayim, not over here. The Bach in Yerodeya, in Kuf Pei Beis, in Yerodeya. The Bach screams, well, you Bach, Bishloim Mazik. Okay, that's Mormon. So on that you could say Hefka Bezen Hefka. But what you bash? So the Bach and the Taz and many Shai Chai V'Kayim. No. Some hold the Pshar and this my Rebbe Rabbi Yankov Zatzal held that way. That you should wear at least one beged of who you are. Meaning you shouldn't totally transform yourself. And I have Purim sometimes Talmidim Kumen Arayin. Poshet, they want to dance with me. It's an ishbak fet. It's poshet not. The tzura is so real that is poshet. Is I'm choshish from the gear. I'm not malfaim. More than malfaim. So Rabbi Yankov held that if you change one beged that you keep, so you keep the tzuras ish, because the Bach tries, it's going to be maybe liday. It's mamish going to bring liday chas v'shom liday zinos and terrible things. The Bach says it's unacceptable. But I'm just telling you, Simchas Purim, Hezek, Mazik Pot, Mari Mins, or Yubash, Andra Brayan Aropilchus Kilayim, the Mari Brim, Kilayim, Shatnes, Simchas Purim, it's the biggest, yet, Hilchus Avelus is not even Purim. It's a shaila how much you should know. The steer between here and Hilchus Avelus, Pilchus Purim, how much? The Mogan Avram talks about, Storm Shabbat Sinner, and maybe you should sit on the floor, but. The ganze shaylus, the avos should go to shul, the yishek Chris McGill in the house. But avelus is not even Purim. It's not like Yom Tov that cancels out avelus. Yom Tov breaks the avelus. Purim not only doesn't break the avelus, avelus toch no yigam Purim. Alfred, how you talking? On the one hand, you're telling me Purim is the rest of Simcha. On the other hand, it doesn't even have the ability to be matre avelus to rabbah. What's the shaylus? So here's the word I think Efshe Kemen Dozoga. Let's explain this. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, Blazi Yudel, has a whole tshuva about the Inyan von Hallel on Yom HaTzmaut. What kind of tshuva? The Dayanim that used to be in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut, for them it was a big shaila. They had to write tshuvas on it. But Vadi Yosef wrote tshuvas on it. For them it was very Negele Maisa. By us it's not so Negele Maisa. So he has a whole arichas in his tshuva about Hallel Yom HaTzmaut. I remember this is a very hot topic, Hallel Yom HaTzmaut. I remember I once gave shir on Hallel Yom HaTzmaut, and I had a guy in my shul, a diehard, to say Hallel Yom HaTzmaut with a bracha. So I said, Lemaise, Hallel is for Klal Yisrael. You have to look at the Gedolei Yisrael. Hallel is not something that a Rav should pask. It's a Klal Yisrael shayla. If this day is Roy for Hallel, so if the Gedolei Yisrael not saying Hallel, he shouldn't be saying, oh, that alone by me is enough. That's enough. A couple of years ago, a very chashev yid came up with a new way to write a Sefer Torah. With silk screens and this, and a whole new way. Beautiful, all kinds of cheshbonis. Grad, I gave shir for several weeks in my shul. Mefalpel on the svaras. But I said one thing when I started. I said, if you want to change the way you want to write a Sefer Torah, you have to go to the Lishkas Agosis. You have to go to Rav Yashiv, you have to go to Gedolei HaPoskim of the generation. That's not a 7-Eleven shayla. You don't go to a local 7-Eleven rabbi. For them, you have to go to the Lishkas HaGazis. So I said, how Yom HaTzmaut is it? So this guy, I said, Lamaise, the Gedolei Yisrael, they didn't say how Yom HaTzmaut. The Gedolei Yisrael, they didn't say how Yom HaTzmaut. So this guy comes over afterwards, he goes, it's not true. Rav Kook said Halal Yom HaTzmaut. I said, it's a beferish, a pasuk and a halal that Rav Kook didn't say Halal. He said, really? He said, it's a pasuk and a halal. Lo yameisim yahaluka. He died before Yom HaTzmaut. It's a pasuk and a halal. Lo yameisim yahaluka. But Lamaisa, the Tzitz Eliezer, in his tshuva, on saying halal on Yom HaTzmaut, he says that in order to say halal, has to be a nes lamalam in the pe. Oh, I see, it says ma'irav. Right? Ma'irav is... Okay, you know what? We'll leave this pelina there for... I need another half hour to finish that. For next poem. Afreilichem poem.
If you're
say the word.
Okay, I'll tell you the vote. Oil will already plug it into to whatever you have to plug it into. I'll tell you the vote like this. The Tzlach in Meseches Pesachim brings down a Moiradik vote from a Maggid. Moiradik vote. The Maggid, he heard this vote from a Maggid, and the Tzlach quotes it in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Ma bein oil ma'azel oil ma'apo. The Gemara says, oil ma'azel. Al Shmuis Toivois Oimel Hatoiva Metiv. Shmuis Ois Oimel Bochtaino Emes. Right? The Gemara then says, but Lost it Lovoi, it's going to be all Hatoiva Metiv. Bring the Tzlach Aropa Kasha. That's the chiluk between this world and the next world. The chiluk is, there won't be any bad, there won't be bad Shmuis. The Gemara is making it out, Kiilu. That there's going to be bad shmuis, as I fret the tzlach. Zok the tzlach, tos in ipshat in the Gemara. Listen to that tzlach. He says, what's the difference between this world and the next world? He says, really, there's no such thing as something bad. Nishdoa zazach v'yashlech tzach. That's why it's called shmuis hois. Shmuis, it sounds bad. But the emes is, milfon of loitetzer hois. From the emes there comes nothing bad. So everything's good. But in this world, we don't understand. So on a shmua toiva, on good news, we make our toiva meter. On something that sounds bad, it's also good. But it sounds bad, oimel, tayinemes, zok tetzlach, loosid lovoid. On that same thing that you made a dynamis, now you're going to make our toiva meter. Yeah, pshat, a bumba pshat. It's not that loosid lovoid, we're not going to, no, loosid lovoid, you're going to look back on what you made, a dying emes, and on that alone, you're going to say, I'll tell you about it. The whole thing is going to change. The Mabat is going to change. There's one Yom Tov that we have where the Ra turned out to be Toiv. That means when we go through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we sit down by the Seder, we have Moho, Favayimoho is Chayim, and we have Matzah for Chayim, we have Pesach for Chayim, right? And every time is like that. Hanukkah, we don't celebrate the Mapol of Klal Yisrael. We celebrate the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaiah. There was one Yom Tov, and that's why the Gemara in Megillah says, the Hakdomah to the Megillah is Finahapachu. Finahapachu, that's the Hakdomah to the Megillah. Tachas, 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 tachas. That's the whole Megillah. Because Purim was Finahapachu, Klal Yisrael realized that Tzara was a Yeshua. And Melech came and Zogun, Purim is the only Yom Tov where the Yom Tov alone is a Yom Tov of loss of love. The Yom Tov is a Yom Tov where we ourselves made Hatoiva Ametiv in this world on the dynamics. That's why Purim is Kayim Ladu Melon. Purim is the Chai Yom Tov from loss of love. And that could be Pshat in the Yavits. When you're celebrating a Yom Tov of loss of love, that's the Shmach and Gezechelchum. The Zechelchum is a Zechel for Golos. And this Yom Tov is a Yom Tov from loss of love. And this already answers how all the other kashas. I'll let them.
I'll let them.